Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about body condition scores. We're back on that in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McCallum's Reunion Stockyards, Saturday, December 13th at noon. This sale features over 800 head of bred heifers, bred cows, pairs, and bulls, including 50 black and black baldy Angus heifers, 110 Angus and Angus Plus heifers, 10 red Angus bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website, McAllisterStockyards.com, or call 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834.
We've talked a great deal about body condition scores down through the years with Dr. Glenn Selk of Oklahoma State University, and Sandy Johnson from K-State is joining us today to talk about that issue as well. She says that when producers try to add body condition to their cow herds in this day and age, it can become increasingly difficult and expensive to do so. She says, as a result, it's really important that you know your cow herd's body condition scores. She says recording condition changes in a cow can save a producer big time in the long term.
It's often when you're closest to things that you don't see some of the changes that are occurring, and the changes typically will be rather slow. And if we make a concerted effort to just take a few moments, score those cows when we're checking them, you know, an easy way to do that is simply typically score cows from 1 to 9, and I hope you don't have too many 1s, 2s, or 8s, or 9s, but move through that group of cows, simply put a tally when you go by.
And Johnson says that when you regularly record those body condition scores of your individual mama cows, that will help you plan for needed changes in nutritional requirements of both that individual cow and the total mama cow herd.
Generally, check those cows often enough that we can get that done. Intentionally writing it down and tracking it over time will help you know what's going on and might help you plan. And really, that's what we want to be about, is planning for known changes in cows' nutritional requirements and not getting caught short and needing more feed than we really have.
And Johnson says there's routine times a producer is going to want to measure that cow's body condition score to assure she's receiving the correct nutrient intake.
So, for example, 90 days prior to calving, we really start to see an increase in demands of that calf. And then at calving, again, we're going to see another boost with lactation. So those are very routine times when we would do that. We would also do it at weaning time to see if you need to add some supplementation to get that cow back in better condition before her demands go up any even higher. You might want to score at breeding to really evaluate how well your pre-breeding and pre-calving nutrition programs. And then as our summers have gone here with some rain or no rain or somewhere in between, if you would monitor those every month or two, it would certainly give you a good sense of what's going on with your grass and what the quality and quantity is. And particularly as we come to later in the grazing season, could be very helpful so we don't take too much condition off of that cow.
Talking the importance of body condition scores with Sandy Johnson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
As stewards of the industry, P&K Equipment supports those who work the land. With great deals on John Deere tractors and hay tools, when you purchase an eligible utility tractor or baler or mower conditioner, you can get $1,000 off your total purchase. And the best part is, this offer can be stacked for extra savings. So hurry into P&K or visit us at pkequipment.com. It's our way of saying thanks to you. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/30/15, subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Other incentives may be available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.